It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition, and that brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Hi.
Hello. Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Hi.
There's Megan joining us on screen. Happy Tuesday. Thank you so much for taking time today. How's it going?
All right. It's doing well. I think it's about 15 degrees out there right now, so I'm happy to be cozy inside.
Yeah, it's slightly warmer inside.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just slightly. But that's not why you're here. We're not here to talk about the weather. Megan, each and every Tuesday, joins us and brings us a guest from the nonprofit world. One that is on the platform Share Greater Lynchburg. And Megan, who'd you bring us?
Yes, today we have General Bob Dees and Morgan Fisk from the National Center for Healthy Veterans, which is an organization that has joined the platform on the more recent side in the last 1 or 2 years, and had a wonderful opportunity to go out there and visit and have a tour last year, and just really love the facility and what they're doing out there. And there are quite a few volunteer opportunities at the National Center for Healthy Veterans on the Share platform that are often very popular for our community, for people to get involved with. So we just wanted to have General Dees and Morgan on to talk about what those opportunities are, what's going on out there. It's always so much changing and evolving, and tell us a little bit more about their needs.
All right. Well, General, Morgan, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you taking time and appreciate all the great work that you're doing. Tell us about your organization, first off.
Well, we appreciate being with you as well. Thanks for this opportunity.
Absolutely.
Well, our organization is the National Center for Healthy Veterans. We define healthy as physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, relational wellness. And our whole objective is to help return healthy veterans to America as businessmen, entrepreneurs, coaches, educators. I'm going to turn it over to Morgan to continue some of the description of what we do.
Okay.
And then we'll discuss more. Morgan, you want to tell them more about what we do?
Yeah, so we are a 9-month residential program. We have one tiny homes community built right now with 19 homes in a community center. And we're in process of building another 25 homes in a community center. So our guys live on site when they're here in the program. They go through different kinds of therapies, from group counseling with licensed professional counselors to equine therapy. They go through 3 trimesters of programming. They go through a resilience God style trimester, reboot trauma recovery, and then a career preparation course to get them back into society healthy again.
So all of these are really pillars. So one is dignified work to provide purpose and self-esteem. We have lots of dignified work on our 339 acres with cattle and horses and 300 egg-laying chickens that give us 80 dozen eggs a week. So wow. A lot of dignified work. And then we also have these faith-based trauma recovery and life skills programs that Morgan described that really help us work through. We have equine therapy that's really powerful. And as you know, we had a recent disaster with our barn, but equine is really an important part of our program because those horses are like an MRI machine on 4 hoofs, and they'll stand in front of that patriot, that veteran, and just really give them an emotional readout, which is very helpful as we rebuild the opportunity to communicate, to process your emotions and so forth. So that's what we do. And then we also were on this healing platform. So the Japanese call it forest bathing. And as our veterans just walk around this beautiful nature that we have about us, that in itself has a real therapeutic effect. So please go ahead.
Well, one of the things that I love about it, General Dees, I got to visit when I was president of the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation a few years ago. And one of the things that struck me was the commitment to a sense of community. I love the design of the tiny houses sort of in a circular fashion. And from what I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, but that's one of the things that these vets really need is a sense of belonging and community.
Yeah, boy, you're right on target. Isolation is one of the primary causes of veteran suicide. Wow. And so you defeat that with community. And we live in community. We work in community. They're part of teams. They're part of a cohort that has a certain name and identity with it. And it's sort of like they're back in the cohesion that they experienced in the military. So community, very important to us. They eat their meals, do their classes in the community center, not in their private homes. Their tiny homes are comfortable, but not a place where you want to hang out all the time. And so they go into the community center to do it with others.
Mm-hmm. About how many veterans have you served since the beginning?
How many, Morgan? You have a number on it? I think it's...
We've graduated about 12 from our program, and we've served residentially probably about 20. And then the reach through virtual events and volunteer opportunities and community outreach events is far greater than that.
That's right.
Megan mentioned volunteers. We have an army of about 700 volunteers.
Wow.
And about half of those are veteran in one form or another, or veteran families. And that in itself is a real outreach to these folks. So we've had veterans that come and they say, I want to help. I want to volunteer. Well, pretty soon you figure out that they're the ones that need help. And this whole sense of community that we have really helps them. We've seen some people come full circle from suicide to being very productive volunteers and even employees for us.
That's tremendous.
And you have on the share website cook and serve volunteer meals and volunteer days on the first and third Saturdays. Can you talk a little bit about what that is involved with, what that commitment looks like, so that neighbors in the community might hear more?
Sure. So we do lunch up in our community center 5 days a week. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, our staff and volunteers are also a part of that. So it's all comes back to community, and we're all eating together and enjoying lunch together. And as you can imagine, cooking for that many people can be taxing at times. So we have lots of churches that volunteer, and they'll bring us lunch, you know, once a week or once a month or whatever that might look like for them. But so there's always opportunity for people to come up, and we'll take them up to community center a couple hours early and let them cook lunch and then serve and then enjoy lunch with us and in community. And then we have volunteer day the third Saturday of every month. And that's where we do our larger volunteer projects. We just had one this last weekend, and we were tackling things like storm cleanup and fencing and things of that nature. So we've got volunteer opportunities that kind of suit everyone depending on their skills. And we're glad to include them.
And what is the what's the plan for the barn after the devastating fire? How can we help with that?
Sure. Well, I appreciate it. Yes, the community has already helped a lot, just outpouring of emotional support, financial support. And then over time, we've seen various gifts in kind. Some wonderful contractors in the local area did excavation for us to take off all the rubble from the burned down barn. That was the Hames brothers. They've just been great, along with many others in the community. So gifts in kind are helpful as we move forward. We're supposed to get the design of the new barn today. It's a process. We'll work through that for a few weeks, and then we'll actually start the construction process sometime in February. And we expect to have a fully restored barn next October in time for Veterans Day, as always in November. As you know, we have a large Veterans Day commemoration, maybe 600 or so in our barn to honor veterans. And we want to do that again this coming November.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
That is tremendous. Folks can learn more if you visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Just type in National Center for Healthy Veterans. You can even just type in the keyword veterans, and it comes up. It's literally the first on the list. It tells you what they do, where they're at, what they need. You can make a donation monetarily, or donate your time, donate items. You can do that, and you can even purchase things on the Share platform that will be delivered to the National Center for Healthy Veterans. So it's just a tremendous platform, and it's a great way to give back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mike, if I mention one other thing that we need, we need referrals from across the region. We really have had veterans from across the country, Iowa, New Hampshire, Georgia, Florida, Texas. We've got some of those folks here now. And we need referrals. So
okay.
The referral people are like anxious parents, or brothers and sisters, or yep. veteran service organizations, or community service organizations, or the criminal justice system. We've had homeless. We've had previously incarcerated. We've had people that they said they tried to outrun their trauma with their job, and that doesn't work. So we've got all sorts of veterans here And we need additional referrals so we can help even more.
Absolutely. We will help get the word out as best as we can, and we'll link up all your information on this broadcast. Just thank you so much. Thank you for your service. And thank you for your continued service. We really appreciate it and means a lot to our veterans. So, again, thank you, General. Thank you, Morgan.
Thanks to all of you and your viewing audience. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Megan, how are things going with Share?
Great. As you know, the Share Greater Lynchburg is part of the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, and we are currently doing our youth philanthropy program right now, and they're evaluating nonprofit organizations for a $10,000 and $5,000 grant to be awarded in a few months. And on February 1st, we're going to open up the portal to apply for the Century Fund, which is a $100,000 grant that is given to a nonprofit that's transformational. So usually it's finishing a project or completing something of great significance that they're kind of getting it across the finish line, I guess, is an example of Camp Kumbaya finally buying the land, or the free clinic finishing the facade of their facility, or James River Association finishing their education center. So we would encourage you all to apply for the Century Fund, and portal of application is open from February 1st to February 28th. You can find more about that at lynchburgfoundation.org. And that's right there on the screen. And then additionally, for Share Greater Lynchburg, we're launching into our programming for the year, and we are going to have our first lunch and learn of the year at the YMCA on Old Forest Road on February 5th. All that can be found on the website and in our newsletter, but that's a wonderful time for neighbors to come together and learn about each other and what the YMCA is doing in the community and how all the other organizations can partner with the Y. Those happen every month. And we're also gearing up for our spring mixer in March, which will be at the Hillcat Stadium. And we'll have more on that later.
Very, very cool. 181 nonprofit organizations are represented on the Share platform. And it is absolutely positively free. If you are part of a nonprofit organization and you're not on the Share platform, you really need to look into it, because it is a one-stop shop for if you are looking to volunteer, if you're looking to donate, if you're looking for an organization that does a particular thing, that's where you can find it, all in one place. Lynchburg and all the surrounding counties, sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Folks, thank you so much for taking time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely.
Great to see you all.
Bill, did you have anything?
No, I'm just happy that we had the chance to talk about this. I was really impressed when I was there, and they continue to do great work. So thank you all for being here.
Tremendous. Thank you so much. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.